We've come to enter into the presence of our living God. Lord, we thank you that you are in our midst, your kingdom, your majesty, the resting place of need. You draw us by your Spirit. You bring us into the light of your presence, Lord. You bring refreshing to all who've come here this night. As we live and breathe and have our being, you are the breath of life. And I thank you, Lord, for it is thy kingdom, thy glory, thy majesty that is resting upon us and in us and moving through us, Lord. As we sit here before you and we stand here before you, we are in love with you, Lord. We are betrothed to you, Lord. You've drawn us into your heart this night, Lord, that as we are one with you, Lord, we are living in the realm of the Spirit. You're teaching us. You're leading us. And you're moving with us and in us and through us, Lord. For as your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, has been given unto us, we welcome you, Lord. We thank you for your truth, your grace, and your love and your mercy for us. That as we learn to sit at your feet as Mary did, to gaze into your eyes and sit with you and be with you, to surrender everything to you, we do that this night. We lay everything down, all the cares, all the burdens, all the yokes. We enter in to that place of rest where you bring fresh oil, you bring the living waters, you bring everything that we need through your manna, that bread of life, that living one brings us from glory to glory, from victory to victory. For you, Lord Jesus, are the rock of our salvation, and we shall not be moved. I thank you, Lord, for that name, the name of the Lord that has been given unto us. That any time we call upon the name of the Lord, you're bringing greater salvation to our hearts, our bodies, our soul. I thank you that our thoughts are on truth. Our thoughts are of you. Our mouth is filled with praise. Our hearts walk in fullness because of the Spirit of the living God within us. And this night we give you praise with everything that is within us. We love you and we praise you and we rejoice in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at all of these beautiful sons and daughters resting before the Lord. That is so beautiful. At the right hand of God, right over here. I know, I saw that. Remember, honey, when that open heaven, there was like an open portal where the waters were flowing out of there. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to share something with you also, just out of Just want to say welcome to everybody this morning. It's so good to have everybody here in the Father's house. I especially want to welcome two very dear and precious people, Todd and Ashley. Miss Sharon's over there loving on them right now. Hallelujah. They've been longtime friends with Miss Hope and their trainers, and just God has done amazing things. He's doing amazing things in all of us, and we just welcome everybody that's here and everybody that's coming in through live streaming. And I just want to release this to you, because this is what the Lord has done for us. He says, the burning bush is speaking to you. That is holy, holy, holy. He said it is time to listen and obey. For he says, as you prepare yourself to enter into his presence, he is the one who's drawing you. And all you have to do is draw near to him, draw near to the fire that is holy, that is within you. For you have been washed in my blood, says the Lord. You are clean, and you are white, and you have been made worthy. You don't have to do anything for me. Those works, there will be an outlet for that as my grace moves in you and through you to be that miracle working power. As you're releasing the kingdom everywhere you go, it'll be supernaturally done. It'll be done naturally as you're going about your day, and supernaturally, it won't even be you, it will be me, says the Lord. For he says that I have made you worthy to walk with me. I draw you into the light of my presence. I place you right in the front of the throne. He says there's no back seat for you. You have that front and center seat with him. He says that I have baptized you with power. I give you spiritual wealth that will never cease to flow through you. Spiritual wealth as joint heirs with Christ. He says, I have placed wisdom in your heart and strength in your bones. Anybody need some strength in their bones? Strength in their bones. My blood flows through you. My resurrection life. He says, for I give you honor before men and showers of my glory to live under. He's got you covered on the top of you, on the inside of you, around you. He is drawing near to you. As you draw near to him, there's no separation. There is no veil. He tore the veil 2,000 years ago. And he says, drink of my blessings. Drink of my life. Draw near to me is what causes me to bring salvation to you. And that salvation is that ongoing process. But the more that you pursue him with that passion and with that heart, the greater the acceleration of what he's doing in you to cause you to rise up in that place of authority and maturity. Isn't that right, Justin? Yes. Yes. He says, the fire will keep you. My holy fire will keep you from the compromising pleasures of this world. My holy fire. He says, my miracles are your bread. You know how he says that? Healing is bread for my children. He says, your table is being spread with my goodness and my glory. Where you are, when you're in this house, you are standing on holy ground. Whew. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for your words of life and strength and courage and love, that you have grounded us in your love. You've rooted us in your love. And I thank you for the increase and multiplication of the fruit of the Spirit in everybody here in this house. Amen. Amen. So let's just give the Lord some glory again, won't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.